Welcome into ABQ Connect. Hope everybody is staying safe. The coronavirus, COVID-19, really taken us apart as a business community, and most of us don't know quite what to think about what's open and what's not open. One of our great sponsors is Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. Their chief operating officer is Scott Simpkins. Scott is joining us today by phone. Scott, we're all thinking about you and praying about you. We appreciate the support you've given us, and we hope we can encourage you some way. Are you guys open for business?
Well, we're partially open right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, as everybody's aware, the order came out the other day and went into effect yesterday at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was a very difficult day for not only our dealership, but all dealerships across the,
across
the state.
Yeah.
We had to lay off all of our sales staff, half of our parts and service staff, but we are open. We're essential as far as service goes. So we're here to take care of anybody that needs service, and we are going by the order. You know, we're asking that we certainly don't want to be flooded with traffic because we're here to protect our employees, our customers, and now we're trying to protect our business so we can be here on the other side of this.
You bet. Now, so Scott, right now, I guess it's service departments and mechanics operating are part of the essential businesses. Do I take that to be what the governor's determined, so your service department is open?
Yes, service department is open. And I will tell, let everybody know that there are certain instances that we as car dealers feel that not just so we can make money, we're that money aside, but that our sales department should be deemed essential on a, just based on emergency needs.
Sure.
There will be some need to purchase a car during this time, but we're working with the governor's office on that. Our association is working with her to hopefully get some of that lifted. But myself, and I spoke to a lot of my dealer friends this morning and yesterday throughout the day, and we're working together. We all, and there's been a few that haven't, but the majority, we are following this order, and we're being compliant. I mean, I think that's one of the things that we have to do, is be compliant, because if they believe that this is going to be the best way to, I think the term that everybody uses is flatten the curve,
mm-hmm.
we certainly want that to take place as quickly as possible, not just for New Mexico, but for the entire country and world.
Right. Well, Scott, you mentioned your association, and I know not only yourself, but a lot of car guys, and you guys really do have, even though you compete fiercely sometimes, just like teams compete in sports, you guys have great camaraderie and great respect for one another, and you really support each other in the industry. So it's nice to hear that you're all kind of working together, and I hope that there's some ways to break through. So right now, people can go to your website, though, and still take a look at the cars that you have to offer, right?
Yes. In fact, we're certainly not open for business, but we're, I guess, in a sense, we're always open for browsing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you may hear some people say that they're going to do a transaction online, and I don't necessarily subscribe to that, because you really have to finish a deal. You have to be here in person.
Right.
But yes, we're encouraging people to shop and to, you know, while they're having this extra time at home, if you're going to be in the market for a vehicle, you might as well have one picked out. So when this is lifted, you can come and get it.
Right.
But
and
you can do a lot of things online. You can browse, you can shop. There's ways to calculate monthly payments online. So, yeah, you can do a lot of it online nowadays.
Well, I want to give everybody the two websites. You basically operate both Petrie Buick GMC, and that email or that web address is Petrie, P-I-T-R-E, Buick, GMC.com. And then you also have Petrie Kia. So that's P-I-T-R-E-K-I-A.com. And so you can shop both of those dealerships. And Scott, we appreciate you letting us know what's going on. I don't know whether the governor's order is going to prohibit people from going outside and maybe walking around the dealership and taking a look at what you have, but I know for sure there's no problem with going online and taking a look at your inventory, and you have really nice websites. And we hope that the curve is flattened and we get back to business here pretty soon.
That's I think the hope for the entire country and certainly the world. There's a lot at stake with something like this, and but obviously the health of our citizens are most important.
You bet. Scott, in your advertising with KNKT, you always quote a scripture. Do you have a scripture you could encourage us with today?
Well, I've been thinking about that. I've got several that pop into my mind. But I think the very beginning of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 is very applicable for what we're going through. And I'll share it if you don't mind. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, together with all his holy people through Achaia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it continues. I'm going to continue couple more that this is the applicable part. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And that's a great message for us to remember, that He's the one that provides us comfort, and because He's given us comfort as believers, we can provide that to those who have troubles through this. And that's what I would ask all of us to do right now.
Scott, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.